Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3,
go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannoni.
All of you, get ready.
And now.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Don't smile. There it goes.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I do that to my grandkids. They hate it when they're crying.
Well, it works for him, too.
I know.
This is going to be a kind of a special day today.
Actually, it pretty much works for everybody.
Yeah, it does.
It is going to be a special day. Why is it a special day?
Well, we got Jackson.
Well, of course, duh.
And then we have a really good guest coming up.
Oh, yeah. Renee's here.
Yeah. And I knew in advance.
Some giggles
Didn't
and some
do
snorts.
Good, but I knew in advance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Renee's always good. We're going to talk about the fires in California and that kind of insurance coverage.
Insurance and insurance questions.
Coverage. Your umbrella insurance. Listen, she's the one with the accent. It's not me.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's there. You know it is.
I'm sure it'll be on full display. Jackson House School.
It's going.
And how have you been? We haven't seen you in, I don't know,
up,
like
sit
a year.
Up. There you are.
Well, yeah, you haven't seen me in a year. I haven't seen you since last year.
I know. It's been a while.
And it's a month.
Yeah. Scary. Well, I'm used to him being there every day.
I know. It's been different.
And now I got to call for an appointment.
Right. Well, you know.
Yep. You can call my agent.
He's a superstar. Call his agent.
God.
My favorite guy, John.
John. John the agent. So what have you been up to?
A lot of school.
Yeah?
And sleeping. My number one favorite thing now is sleeping.
As long as you're not sleeping in school. Yeah.
Yeah. Teenagers sleep a lot.
You're not sleeping in school, are you? That's good.
Oh, good. Yes.
No time.
Shake your head on the radio. That's
There's no time.
There's no time at school to sleep. Good.
Do you dream when you sleep? Do you have dreams?
No. It's just black.
I don't believe that for a second. I thought maybe you dreamt about jokes or something.
No.
Because it's been a while.
Black. There's nothing. It's just a blink of the eye and I'm up.
So you got nothing for it? You just stop by to say,
hello. Hello,
all right.
Everybody.
Well, moving on.
All right. See you guys.
All right. What do you got for us?
Oh, Jackson, I miss your jokes.
Why are crabs so bad at sharing? Yeah.
Because. I don't know. I know.
I like it. Because they keep it all in their shell?
No, because they're shellfish.
Oh, my God.
You almost had.
I knew it had something to do with a shell.
Although I can't give you a point for it.
I do like because.
Yeah.
But I have an in-dear question because I had pizza today. What is your guys' favorite hot lunches at school?
Oh, I always like the pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Yeah. Pizza day was always the best.
Yeah, we had pizza day, but my friend Tim, he burnt his tongue on the pizza, and he's a real hipster, and I think the reason why he burnt his tongue was the pizza wasn't cool.
So it was like a story joke.
Oh, those are the best.
Took some setup. Pizza. Not cool. Gah.
Well, you guys did say you guys liked pizza for your hot lunch.
Yeah.
So we do.
Well, I think everybody says that because pizza was really the only thing that was good.
Yeah.
Applesauce wasn't usually too bad. And the ketchup
applesauce
was okay.
is always good.
Stuff that could screw up too bad. What else you got?
Eggs and bacon walk into a restaurant. And the host says, we don't serve breakfast here.
Oh, God.
That was good. That was good.
That was a good one.
How do fish pay their bills?
We should be able to get this. How do fish pay their bills?
On a scale.
No.
Oh, man. I don't think we're going to get it. Yes. Imitate a fish on the radio. That's good, too.
I'm trying to. Right. Well, everybody saw it.
think what he means to say is everybody heard it.
I don't know.
What?
How?
With sand dollars.
Sand dollars. Wow.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That cute. One was cute.
Yeah.
All right, one more. You got time for one more joke.
Did you hear about the rowboat that sank?
The rowboat that sank? I did not.
The rowboat. Yeah. It was an ordeal.
Was an ordeal.
Oh, boy. Well, that was a huge failure on our part.
Yeah, we're not very... Yeah, we can't let him not come in.
No.
Your social schedule is...
What is a social schedule?
Sandy, Sandy sells seashells.
Your social schedule needs to be worked more around coming in here on Sunday.
Right, our needs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it's about.
Right.
Think about all those people out there not hearing your jokes for, I don't know, a year or however long it's been.
How long until you get your driver's license? You can just drive here on your own.
4 years.
Ride your bitty bike.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna make, that's going to be a very big legal problem.
Just stay off the road. Ride in a ditch.
Right. Ride in the ditch. Ride through people's yards.
Well, actually, it's not really our problem. It'd be your dad's.
Right, yeah. So go ahead and do whatever.
I don't care.
We're horrible people.
Well, I do, because I won't see the day until tomorrow. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, you should
anyway, I wouldn't see the day till tomorrow.
Yeah, but, you should not follow our advice.
We'll have to figure it out.
We're just kidding. We love it every time you come.
Thanks.
Did you bring working gloves with you?
No.
Leather gloves?
No. No.
He's not going to be able to go to the house.
Well, he's going
to
the
have him
he's
stop working.
Help.
Yeah, I'm going to have him stop working here, and he's going to have to start going
right,
to Elkhorn.
Put him at the
right,
house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring a heat gun and a putty knife.
Okay.
A lot of floor.
All right.
He I thinks it putty. Sounds easy, but can I just say that you're just as adorable today as you were last year?
Thanks.
We were talking about Psycho Uno.
Oh, Psycho Uno. Oh. How's Psycho Uno been?
Psycho Uno? Well, I mean, I haven't played it in a while, in a little bit. I haven't played it since last year. So.
No, we'll be playing it tonight. Got one night left with us.
Nice. All right.
But I think last time I played, the highest card I drew was 65. 68.
You had 60 66? Cards in your hand?
No, oh. I drew 66.
This,
oh, yeah. Because it kept going?
Yeah.
It was so, draw two, draw two, draw two, draw two, oop,
if
amana,
you remember
draw two,
back
draw
to
four,
last
draw
year
four,
when we were talking
four.
About Psycho Uno.
Right.
Because they played at your house. We went and found a couple decks and bought them. Go to Walgreens, they got them.
Yep.
And we played, I think it was that night or maybe it was the next night. I drew 54. I got beat up bad.
And then
we
when
we played for like 6 weeks, maybe it was several hours, whatever. And I don't think we had a winner the first time.
We
and
never
then the
had
next
one.
Night, I think Grandma won in like three rounds or something.
She won in three rounds, but then we wrapped
ridiculous.
we wrapped a draw two around to her, and then
well, yeah.
then you
but
won.
But I mean, she actually Uno'd out
yeah.
quickly.
And then we wrapped a draw two around, and that's when we called you.
Right.
And then he got that, but then we wrapped a draw two around to him.
I couldn't help her.
No.
Unfortunately.
And I told her, you're wrong. That no, I can't remember
don't
what it
have
was.
Any...
I'm calling Nancy. I'm like, all right, she's going to tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, if you don't have anything to counter it, what are you going to do, right? So, yeah. That's
I think we sent you a picture of his hand, which was bigger than the deck.
Uh-huh.
Or taller than what we had
was,
left to the
there
deck.
There was yeah. a lot of cards in your hand.
Yeah, and then we, at one point it's just like either someone lives or they don't, and then the next point is just put your guards in the deck. It'll be fine.
Right. You know, we've got to be doing something wrong.
You're not allowed to go over 25 cards.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We're just going. We're letting them go
I
over 25
because
we don't
points.
Care.
It was 25 cards.
We got to read the directions again.
Oh, maybe we should read the directions.
Yeah, I suppose.
Whatever.
Waste
so
of time.
Boring.
Takes all the fun out of it.
I know. Following the rules.
I only read the directions when it doesn't work and I have a lot of extra parts. Then we usually figure it out.
You know. Well, Jackson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It was my pleasure.
Renee Wilging from Hendricks Wilging Insurance is coming up next. So
ready.
During the break, get your coffee and
Kleenex. You're going to need Kleenex because you're probably going to be laughing so hard you'll be
right.
Fine.
She always brings a good time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anyway, Jackson, thank you very much for the jokes. Coming up next, Renee Wilging right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Jackson's jokes.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Renee Wilging has joined us in the booth.
And we're off.
That was the best thing ever.
At least I didn't snort. Yes.
Listen, so she was talking about interns, right? And the fact that she has to teach them how to fill out an envelope.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, they have no clue. They have to have a sample in front of them. And you teach them on a regular standard envelope, and then you hand them a big manila envelope. And they're totally perplexed. I'm like, it's the same place.
Bigger.
You can write bigger now,
right.
Which I enjoy.
You can grab the crayon with all your fingers.
Just don't put one stamp on it because that won't work. But, you know, jeez, it's
crazy.
There's
a scale.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but every time I get an intern, I got to teach them. And I don't care if it's a high school intern or a college intern. They both don't know.
Well, we were talking about how, off the air, how stamps are about to be a dollar, and I don't really understand why.
That's not official, by the way. That's just a prediction.
That's probably, I would.
Yeah. It will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Just maybe
I'm
not
just
tomorrow.
Not predicting it.
Probably
right.
not tomorrow.
You don't want to create a panic across southeast Wisconsin.
And you know what's wrong with the post office is that everybody does think it's a government organization, which it is not.
Yeah, but self-funded.
But it's not a government entity, so to speak, and so in the manner that all the rest of these
they don't get it subsidized by the government whatsoever. They're totally self-funded.
So people give them a pass because they've gotten.
I don't
because the government's gotten so inept at running anything, basically, up until here in the last few weeks that. People just don't really hold them accountable for the fact that it takes. Tell me why it is it takes a week for something to get from Elkhorn to Lake Geneva.
2 weeks. I just said when it took two weeks. And what's funny is, you know, when they got the thing, they finally got, it was actually a check that I was sending to them, and they got it 2 weeks later, and it did have a Milwaukee stamp on it. Like, it had to go up to Milwaukee to come back down. I'm like, huh? Like, that makes no sense.
Kalamazoo.
I should have just walked it over there.
To Philadelphia.
Carrier pigeons are faster.
Right.
And it's not the employee's fault.
No.
Because they're doing
it's
what
the
they're
processes.
Told to do.
Yeah, it's
and
the processes.
So if somebody, again, who knew how to run a business was running the post office, you wouldn't have those problems.
Right.
But their other problem is that, like, you use them, I use them, Tom uses them. You know, our generation uses the post office, but these younger generation, they are not ever getting new customers.
No, they're really
because
not.
Because the young people don't do anything by mail.
Yeah.
They do it all electronically.
To have a kid go and go to my P.O. box, because I go every day to the P.O. box, because, you know, companies send me stuff, you know, I've got
to
do it that way. And they're like in awe of walking.
I gotta go where?
Like okay, so when you go in the doors, you take a left, and then the left, you're gonna see all these little boxes, and mine's not one of the real big boxes.
They have the numbers.
Yeah, and they've got and my number is this, so that's what you're gonna be looking for.
And here's a key. And there's a key.
Don't lose the key because I only have
the lock
one.
And the door came open, and there was envelopes.
There was envelopes in there.
What? Crazy.
And there's somebody. A hole in the back.
There's somebody in the back walking around. You know,
waved at me.
Did you know? Does somebody live back there? They're just walking around back there. Like, that's just a.
You just push that paper through the slot and it goes where it's going.
I did have a high school kid say, did you know that somebody like lives back there and works back there? You know, and I'm like, they really don't live back there and they don't stay back there all the time. It's just they're putting mail in the boxes. There's a hallway back
they're
there.
They're sorter by hand?
Yeah.
They do that by hand?
I'm really going to have to question your resources for interns.
It's just, but this would be a high school, so it would be like a sophomore or a junior, you know, coming in and... Boy, they're naive. I mean, sweet kids, but wow.
So Aaron and I, a couple weeks ago, remember how Community State Bank used to put on the My Life series? And maybe they're doing it still, and we just weren't invited back. But
because you made kids cry.
I didn't mean to make them cry.
Oh, are you talking about where they come in and they get a checkbook?
And they get a checkbook.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Oh.
Yeah, go down to the divorce attorney.
Yeah, and then you'd have the cop doing going woo woo woo, and they get a ticket, and they're like, "Oh my God, what am I going to do with this ticket? Now I just have to pay daycare." And kids would be crying leaving there.
Uh huh. Well, we did it. It's the same thing, but a different program over at Wilmot High School. Aaron and I went. Yeah, they were like, "Well, I have you know, I have four kids and my income. And I said, do you pay child support? And they were like, you know, and
yeah, they're looking at their little card and say what they're doing.
And they put it, but they put it all in their phones. When we did it, they had to actually fill
out
checkbook registers.
Yeah, mine was
registers.
All, yeah, it was all written out. Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, I do believe that you should have the ability to know how to electronically handle all this.
Absolutely.
But it's like you were talking about cursive.
Yeah.
They also need to be able to read and write cursive and be able to use a checkbook register and, do the math.
Well, what happens if the computer crashes?
Right. Or your phone gets lost.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have, you know, we had a fire at our place, you know, years ago. And so I had to lose a lot of my paper files. It was my way of, or my son's way of saying, Mom, you got to get rid of the paper. You
so
can't have
fire.
Your
son set it on fire.
I don't know. I just, you know, but they all had to be shredded. And now I had to go to, see my office, my non-paperless office, which is like very
I love
the
term paperless.
It is not paperless.
Doesn't exist.
Yes, I put everything in the computer, but I still have to touch the paper.
I know.
I have to touch the paper. Right. Don't send me your insurance information on my phone and think my eyes can read that.
Right.
I have to send it to my email and print it and blow it up.
It's boots on the ground.
It's the only way I can do it, right?
You still have to have humans
doing
things.
I have to do it that way. And I don't know. You got to have like a nice hybrid.
Some of us have to write it and see it to remember it.
Well, that's what we're told to do. When we were taught to study, we were taught to take notes a certain way, mm-hmm. and writing it down and maybe writing in different colors, it cues your memory.
Right.
Now they're not writing anything down. They're just looking it on their phone or on their computer. Gosh, they have different skills. And because there would be mm-hmm. no way I could go to college and go in there with my laptop and understand the lecture with my laptop without having my highlighters and my colors.
I remember.
No.
Because I have to write it down.
I do have to write
it
down.
My husband's like, why are you making that list?
Well, gotta feel it.
You gotta touch it and feel it.
Because here's what he says.
Exactly.
Why are you making that list? You're just going to leave and take off and leave it on the counter
anyway.
Well,
good point. But you wrote it down what you remember.
But I'll remember. Because
you remember more of
it.
Yeah, you may miss one thing, but but writing it down does help you remember 100%.
Also, a little hint, when you're making that list, when you're done with that list, just take a picture of it on your phone in case you do walk off without it. Then you still have it.
We have
See, that's
grocery...
a hybrid thing.
Oh,
it's on
no!
We have a grocery app on our phone, which are really nice.
Right.
But I still would rather have the paper list.
Well, you have that note thing on my phone, and the only thing I have on my note thing are like Christmas list or something like that. I can't.
Don't fall down the stairs.
Don't fall down the stairs. Put one foot in front of the other. I have to remind myself. It flashes up every now and then.
So speaking of insurance...
Watch
does it really
tub.
Remind you every once in a while?
Yeah, it does. Just the staples, you know.
But we were talking about the fires and the insurance and how the insurance companies had pulled out and, you know, this big, nasty, vicious circle of the reason why these things are happening. And to be honest with you, and, you know, here I go once again, if people don't realize how much politics touches their everyday life, but it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah,
like, when
the California thing is very interesting, though.
Yeah, when it costs more to build something, your insurance...
It's cheaper.
...has to take... Well, no, it's more expensive.
Yes,
the insurance has to understand, you know, they have to take that into account.
Yeah, and that's why we're seeing all the rate increases right now. Now, we're anticipating increases in Illinois and Minnesota again in 2025. Wisconsin is still saying we're kind of good, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to change, but the California things, what drives me crazy is listening to the reports
mm-hmm.
where they're saying, well, you know, FEMA's going to come in and they're going to help out all these people. Well, FEMA is a loan, and people don't realize that is not a grant.
Right.
So that's not coming out of your or my pocket. Okay. So when FEMA comes in and they're giving out low interest loans. SBA, the Small Business Administration, they're coming in and they're taking care of businesses. Again, those are loans. FEMA right now is only giving loans to those who don't have insurance. So California is kind of an odd animal compared to other states. I mean, for many reasons, but for this reason in particular, is that you have many people that have decided to either self-insure, don't have insurance at mm-hmm. all, because it's so ungodly expensive out there compared to what we have here. We think our rates are high. We are the third lowest premiums. It's funny, Hawaii and Maine are in front of us as far as lower premiums. I just got a chart on it and it just kind of.
I wouldn't think Hawaii would be.
I wouldn't either, but the value, and it was based off a $200,000 home. So that on a $200,000 home, what the premiums were in each state,
right.
And we were third on, you know, but Maine was lower than us too. So anyway, but California is super duper high. So a lot of people would say, well, I can't get fire insurance because I'm in, the whole state has got fire numbers on them. So I can't get fire insurance. So I'm just looking at theft and wind and blah, blah, blah. And some of them can't get wind. So they're like, I'm choosing not to insure it. Well, they're choosing not to insure. Those are the ones that FEMA is going to come and offer them a loan to help them out. Now, are they going to be able to rebuild? I don't know. You know, that are they going to want to? We have a situation that's going to be coming in the spring is we're going to have the mudslides hit.
Oh, they already did.
Well,
they're
going to come even worse.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Your homeowner's policy does not pick that up. Okay. A flood insurance does not pick that up either unless it's a swelling water system that brings mud with it. So if it's a, it's called a DIC policy. Mm-hmm. So it's changing conditions is what it is. So
okay.
that's like earth movement and earthquake and stuff like that would be a DIC policy.
Okay.
We don't see those here,
no.
But they do have them there. So you'd have to buy a separate policy that would give you this DIC coverage. And that would cover the rock slide. So you got spared from the fires.
Right.
But now there is nothing to stop that earth movement coming down and taking out your house now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house that was blocking it before and the house behind that and all the trees, they're gone. So we're going to see a whole nother crash of this. And this DIC coverage, again, very expensive, is going to be, people are not going to have it. So we're going to have people that are not insured again. It's just a mess, and I don't think a lot of people are going to be able to rebuild. The other thing I have a problem with them talking about is saying that it's a $204 billion,
right.
far as property damage. They're not looking at, they're looking at market value.
Right.
So that's very deceptive. So you have a $20 million mansion that's on Malibu Beach. Square footage is only 2,000,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth $20 million. It's not going to cost $20 million to rebuild that. It's going to probably cost $1 million to rebuild it because they're ultra fine and whatever. But
right.
that's $1 million loss. Don't put that in the $20 million
right.
category.
Right.
So I think some of these numbers we're looking at are inflated because the reinsurance. So you have the insurance companies that are going to be paying out, and most of them are cutting their checks right away. Totaled out house, here's your check, and here
right.
we go. So people saying that they're not getting their checks. There's something wrong.
Right.
There's not wrong with the company. There's something else going on in there that's not being vocalized
okay.
of what's going on there. So first the insurance company pays out, and then the reinsurance company pays out, and they're saying, well, we're going to run out of reserves. Neither one of them have enough reserves for this
right.
200 and whatever billion dollars. But that's not really going to be the number. Say you have a house and you decide you're not going to rebuild. The land is still there, so they
mm-hmm.
could sell the land later on. Here's your $2 million check for your $20 million home. And so they're saying, well, wait a minute, that's a deficit. No, it's not. That $2 million is going to make you whole again.
Right.
Because your land is still there.
And you can build the home.
And,
right.
And it may not be there once the rock slides and stuff come through
right.
and all that. You know, so then we're going to have that DIC situation where now you can't rebuild. Because you just lost your cliff that your house was on, the property
well,
that you owned. So it's just
right.
a different animal out there.
Does your homeowner's insurance, if you choose, or will the homeowner's insurance companies potentially choose to sue the state of California for their lack of attention to these problems? They were given federal funds to solve these problems. They did not use them for that, so they're under scrutiny for that
we
at this
point.
We
could see that, definitely.
I mean
it's definitely a possibility because, California did not act,
100% negligent.
Not probably 100% because the fires are the fires, but
well,
they
yeah,
probably
but
weren't
if,
so out of control if
they didn't
would have been
spend
done.
One dime that they were given.
Right, to do what they needed to do.
Right.
Absolutely, they did not. And then
right.
they were sending mountain water into the ocean to save sardine-sized fish that nobody cares about.
Well, yeah, and that's
absolute
the politics coming involved.
Negligence.
Right, right, right. There's probably going to be some subrogation going on
it's
between the companies
to
the state.
Because it's also not fair for... your mistake is not the insurance company's emergency. They shouldn't have to be going through all of their reserves because the government of California screwed up.
But we don't know if their laws have a waiver of subrogation. So there could be a law where you cannot sue, a government agency for this type of thing, which is a waiver of subrogation. It's just saying that they can't come after them.
They should get rid of that.
So I don't know if they have that or not.
Especially when you're told you need to do this or you're going to have a problem.
Right.
You're given the money to get it
done. They were given our tax dollars to get it done and they didn't do it.
Also, where's the government following up on watching where those funds are going? You know, here we give where's that? Where's the enforcement?
And, no. From here out, as far as any funds that are going to come in, I don't know if you saw the press conference from the when the president was sitting down with the leaders in person with that community and totally blew them out of the water.
Right.
Any excuses or, you know, reasons why they didn't do this or didn't do that, especially that mayor when she said, yes, we're going to, it's going to be about a week. And he's like, no.
No. Yeah, no.
24 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be now. No,
she's like, well, we need to keep him safe. And he's like, what is there to keep him safe from? Everything is ashes.
The fire's out.
Right, it's
there's
gone. Yeah.
Like, let them sweep up, for God's sake.
Yeah, you can't let them in. Yeah, because they weren't allowing them to go into, and it's like.
No, they said that they were driving through and people were standing at the edge of their property wanting to clean it up. And being told they couldn't go
right
on.
Because they had to get permits, and he's like, they don't need permits
to
for
go
this.
Into those. Right,
right. He's like, no, you're done.
Let's see what they
and
can salvage. As long as it's safe for them to go in, they should be able to go in.
Right. Yeah, and well, I think I mean, and government overreach in California again,
crazy,
and mismanagement is the reason why all of those people are in that position.
Right.
And
he pointed that out.
on several occasions, right to their faces.
Yes.
So when you have such an obvious negligence of duty, and you were given taxpayer money to solve the problem, and then you didn't solve it or attempt in any way to alleviate those concerns and that potential for. I mean, how many people are dead? We will never know how many people died.
No, we won't.
And someone's got to be held accountable for that.
Well, yeah, completely. Yeah.
But California has to suck it up, Buttercup, and start figuring out that these people are not leaders that are going to lead them into a confident and safe future in California. They've got to stop this.
But what about the rest of the country that once again is going to be picking up that burden of rebuilding California?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It some way or form or shape, it's going to be coming to hit us in the Midwest, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, 100%. We're going to see
the whole country is going to be affected by it because tax dollars are going that way.
Well, and then you're going to have a lot of people that aren't going to rebuild in California. They're going to be rebuilding in Arizona and all those other places. And
they're not going to have their tax income. Right. So.
Exactly. So that's going to shift things in California, too, when they don't rebuild there and they find a new California.
Who would want to? You know, every time we talk about a California fire, I have a sarcastic remark of, is there anything left to burn? But if you think about it, they're on fire every day of the year.
Yeah. They're on fire right now.
And they're not, and there's more fires popping up, and they're not doing anything about
it. I don't feel
proactive.
You've got the ultra rich there, right? But you do have the regular workers there, and those are the people that are suffering in California that people don't have this, like, well, I don't care, it's California. You know, they can do whatever, they have all this money and stuff like that. But no, they have regular people there that can't afford to what's going on here. And they're just getting kind of swept away. Like,
even in the Palisades, those weren't homes of the rich and famous.
There were a lot of them, but not a lot of them were
fire
the workers.
Doesn't care.
The people that work have kids. All the schools were burned down.
Yeah.
The police departments and fire department buildings burned. You're standing there and you have nothing.
Nothing at all. There's no supermarkets.
Right.
So you can't get your groceries.
Can't get your medications.
You got to go 40 miles away to
doctor's offices burned. I mean, everything burned.
Everything's
gone. And they had the opportunity to do something to prevent it. So you can't pin it on insurance companies not covering.
No.
I mean, when they're standing there, because they're, again, it's a business,
right?
It's their job to put enough in their savings account to cover X amount of losses,
right?
But when that loss is completely utter negligence on the part of the people in charge of the area, there's got to be a way for the insurance companies to recoup that. Unfortunately, it's going to be from the taxpayers. But you know what? The state of California has insurance.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some kind of reimbursement.
Our burden.
It should not, and it should not be the homeowner insurance companies.
But we're
burden.
Not going to see
they did their
this.
Best.
We're not going to see how that falls for many years.
No.
In the meantime, these regular Joes out in California need help.
And in Florida, the hurricane.
Yeah.
Same thing.
There's still
the exact same thing. And North Carolina.
And there's no contractors. There's not enough contractors to help out. There's not enough materials to do anything. The landfills are full, you know, of all the debris and stuff that has to go there. You know, there's a lot that has to be done before they can consider being able to rebuild.
Right.
So
I think one of the best things that Trump has ever said is I'm considering completely removing FEMA and letting the states take care of things with federal government support, because the Carolinas are waiting on federal government.
Right. FEMA's broke.
Right.
And it's been proven that they went past Republican houses.
Right.
You know, that totally political.
And they have no idea what they're doing in California. And so and you know, what can you do in California? I mean, it's just that's just such a massive I don't even know how they wrap their heads around it. That would be excellent, because then you have your responders that don't come off from all over the country. You know, you had FEMA responders coming from Alaska to help the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Like that. No. Then you have your people right in your state. You're local. They get there right away. They're focused on exactly what your state needs.
And they know what that state needs because it's their state.
They,
Yeah,
every state can put a team of volunteers together. Yep. You know, long term, where they have a quick reaction. I know one of the guys had mentioned about, well, what about Rhode Island? That's a small state. Rhode Island is a small state. They have smaller needs in California.
They do have way smaller
needs. They can put a team together, size wise comparable to California or any other state in the country.
Democratic congressman
you
from California.
You might have a couple states merged together and just call it, you know.
That's exactly what they said. Rhode Island is also surrounded by other states that are literally inches away.
Because
you can't convince me that Rhode Island can't put a team of volunteers together.
They can.
That
everybody
can help their state out.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not just volunteers. I mean, you again, locally managed issues.
Right.
Are handled with far more detail than some blanket federal program like FEMA.
Right.
And if we can...
And it's swifter in coming in to protect you. You know, so when
And it's more intimate
but
and
you
personalized.
But you have your managers that have this all set up.
And they're
and
paid
then you bring your
employees.
Volunteers in and put them to work. I need this done. I need that done. Mm-hmm. Your team's over there doing that.
And when you have that situation, you don't have other managers coming from other states.
No.
And then they're fighting about how they're going to get something
Everybody's micromanaging
and
everything.
Yep,
everybody wants to be in charge.
And you've got too many cooks in the kitchen. And so... Yep. Taking these issues back and letting the states handle their own thing, insurance regulations and needs, the whole wildfire prevention and ecosystem issues to handle keeping people and structures safe, all of those things, when you put those back in the hands of the state, they always get done better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean the funds that FEMA was using won't be directed to help those states.
But they're not going to go to each individual. Instead, they're going to go to the state where the state can allocate the funds and where they need to go, rather than going, Mr. Smith, you get this. Mr. Jones, you get this. Mr. You know, no.
$750 is what the federal government walked in there and said you get after.
That's a week at a hotel.
Yeah.
Here's the, if that.
Well, not now.
And here's
not when the supply and demand, where you're looking in California to rent a place for a month is now $10,000
because there aren't any.
There aren't any.
They
so
all
the supply
burn
and demand.
Down.
Yeah, the supply and demand is just crazy.
And how do you get money if your bank burned? I don't think people realize the extent of the number of structures that are flattened, leveled, not working, or power. You can't use your bank card in a bank machine if there's no power.
And your phone's not charging. Everything's
right. The people have to do something about it. Maybe they will, because this has been such a horrible.
We can't fix it. They need to fix it.
Travesty. You can't blame it on the insurance company. You can't blame the insurance companies for pulling out of a situation that they
tried to pull out a year beforehand.
That we're going to cause them
to
literally go bankrupt. Insurance companies do not have an unlimited amount of money.
Well, and that's why we talked about why our rates went up when we have the reinsurance companies that back us in catastrophic losses. So if you have, you know, whatever, big box, State Farm, whatever, you have them, they have a reinsurance company that will swoop down in a catastrophic loss. And they use their reserves as well, so that the insurance company, the primary insurance company, doesn't lose all their reserves and become insolvent.
Right.
Because what about the claim that happens a month later
right.
that had nothing to do with the fire, and the fire got all their money?
Right.
You know, so what about those insureds?
I mean, it's a
that
business.
Had a car accident or had a, you know, had a theft or had, you know, there's just these regular claims and all the resources are going to the fires. But these guys pay their premiums just as much as everybody else. And if there's no money, so these reinsurance companies come down and swoop down and help out. But it shouldn't have had to be the way it is because of the insurance companies were trying to get away from it because they knew that they were getting no help, that it was getting to be a worse situation. The flags are going up.
California was not helping itself.
Right.
Well, and if your insurance company looks at you and says, we're not going to cover fires because the state is not doing what we know needs to be done to help abate the risk.
Right.
And then you need to take a look at where you're living. Okay.
Well, no.
Because
It's scary. It's called a moral hazard.
Well, it's no different than anywhere else. Florida, you have a lot of hurricanes. Why are we going to put all that on the line with no extra cost to you?
Yeah.
You know,
you choose to live there, and we're going to have to live there.
Right.
Right.
So you're going to pay extra for that. And if you don't have any hurricane damage, well, you're not going to make out. But if you do,
The difference is there's not a lot Florida can do.
Absolutely.
To mitigate that.
Mitigate damage from a hurricane.
Right.
You can put up walls. You can do things, but
it's still not
gonna, you're not going to make.
And
California
more and more condos getting
should
closer
have
closer.
Done their job.
Yeah. Yeah. But is the government, is the state that you live in responsible for protecting you in some sort of way?
Absolutely.
Absolutely they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they're putting you in a dangerous situation and it is out of your control, and like California, they've been given the funds to mitigate this, right? As a homeowner, as a taxpayer, I would be beyond PO'd about that one because my government had the money to keep this from happening. And granted, it wouldn't have deterred a fire, but it wouldn't have been to the extreme it was, especially the water source.
Yeah.
That's the part that gets
empty reservoirs. Well, that's part of the insanity of it.
Yeah.
They deal with it all the time, and they're doing nothing to help themselves.
The water. You're surrounded. You get so much water there, it's not even funny.
You don't want to hurt the little fish or the flies.
The fish are going in the fire. Right. Wisconsin has major rules, especially in different communities, as far as if you have dead brush or dead trees on your vacant lot. I mean, we have one up north, and if we have a tree go down, we get a letter.
Got to clean them up.
You got 1 year to get that cleaned up because that is a fire hazard. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to have that dead brush, dead trees.
Right.
Because that's just going to kindle a fire, and they don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
It costs everybody because, I mean, think of how much money it costs for all the firefighters and equipment.
Oh.
And everything. I mean, forget about the losses. Think about the wages.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Those guys got to be paid, and they better be paid well.
I wonder if they probably get hazard pay.
Helicopters flying, dropping
water. Do they get hazard pay when they're doing those?
They better.
You would think they would.
No different than, you know, a military soldier in a combat zone. Right.
You would think they would, but that's what they do, though.
Well, a lot of those guys don't survive those fires.
Right.
You know, the fire jumpers, they're out there on the ground fighting that fire with tools, not with water.
Yeah, making the backfires and digging the little trenches and all that. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and it's real dangerous because those fires move fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially with the winds they were dealing
now
with.
Now you're stuck.
So I have to tell you a story. I don't know if I'm insured for bats. Am I insured for bats?
No, that would be considered insects and vermin, and they are not covered underneath the homeowner's policy.
Okay, well, I think it's gone now, but so we were...
You don't have one bat. There's never one bat. It's kind of like just having one mouse.
One was found, but we'll let her tell a story.
Okay.
So we're tearing up the floor and the shower stall and all of this in the downstairs bathroom. And, you know, we peeled it up and it's been clearly leaking. We're going to replace everything, which we're going to do anyway.
Right.
But so we moved something and then Amy and I both turned around and looked away, and then I stepped into the bathroom, and she stepped into near what was the doorway of the bathroom, which is really no longer because we tore all that wall, everything out. But and she looked down, and she goes, "Oh my God, there's a bat!"
And she just said it that way, like not real, like freaking out.
She didn't freak out.
No, she's been acclimated
to bats.
To everything.
I can't.
We live in the woods.
She's got 2-3 sons and grandboys.
A bat one I would not be okay
with. Ain't nothing. Well, so here's what happened to Amy. So Amy says, oh, watch out, there's a bat, or whatever she said. Geez. And it was just sitting there on a piece of wood because it was obviously stunned
right.
that we were sledgehammering its home.
His little home, right.
And it was clearly in the basement, and it had crawled, but we had made a hole in the floor because this portion was rotten. And so it crawled up, and it sat on this thing. And she goes, there's a bat. And I turned around and looked, and it moved. And Amy got pushed way out of the way. Like, I fled screaming. Ah! Pushed her out of the way. Oh, God. Who's
that's Amy.
It's Amy calling
me. Amy's calling me. She knows we're on air.
Does she know we're talking about her?
Maybe she wants to talk about it.
Amy, we're talking about the bat on air.
Did you hear us talking about the bat story on air? Is that why you called?
We're on air now.
Were you injured in the bat debacle?
When Nancy tossed you at the bat to save herself.
Threw right.
When
you
she
at it.
Threw me against the wall and yeah. stomped on my face. Yeah.
Ran in place screaming, ah!
It did look a lot like that.
She's,
call me when you're done.
She's way stronger than me, and she allowed herself True. To be thrown into
I'm thinking
the next
she
room.
Was not expecting to be thrown.
She was not.
Yeah, so you
expecting.
Caught her off guard. So,
I did.
Yeah. So
well, it's amazing how much strength you gain during
fear.
Fear.
That fear strength is just crazy.
I would have moved a car yeah. to get away from that.
Yeah.
Bat.
Nancy was
And you didn't
in,
see another one?
Nancy
not
wasn't
yet.
In fight or flight. She was in flight.
Not yet.
Well, hopefully there's no more.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean,
maybe
it's
just
whole,
ripping,
not, like,
maybe
whatever.
Ripping it all apart is just making them leave, you know, and they'll go find another
oh, yeah.
place
they'll,
to go.
They'll move out.
Yeah.
They'll go find another place.
Oh, there's been enough noise and
oh,
banging
God, yeah.
and everything that I'm
well,
pretty sure half the neighborhood's moved
the
out.
The shower base kind of got beat up pretty bad.
Also, by the way, Tom coined me at the bar the other day.
What he coined you?
Did not
I did.
Make it.
Nope.
Oh, the challenge yeah. coins.
And it
that's
turns out
cool.
I had three of them on me. So.
Right. And we had
oh,
drinks coming,
cool.
so it was
look at
perfect
you,
timing.
Look at that.
He's cool. going to coin it. So you have to have a coin. And if you don't have a coin, you got to pay.
I don't have a coin.
Uh-oh. Hmm. You better,
I guess you're buying bloodies.
You better
I can
get
buy
her
bloodies.
A coin.
Well, wait till we get across the street. Don't coin you.
Hold on.
I'm kind Let of me. Scared. I've never
I gotta
been coined.
Climb in through my secret never, window and turn
I've
off the alarm
I've never been coined
first.
Before. A little intimidated, but that's okay.
No, don't be intimidated.
Oh, it's
all fun.
It's a coin on the
I know,
table.
I know. Like, I've never been coined
you're
before.
You're not being trafficked or anything. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to get hit with a manhole
Trust me.
Cover. Dong.
Traffic, you wouldn't get a coin for me, just so you know. So just so
Wait,
you know.
I know. How's that menopausal human trafficking?
Yeah, yeah. Is that, I don't think it's a big... I'm That's thinking coins big. Aren't even... they'd be looking going,
oh,
really?
Bail.
Really?
Different subject.
Yeah. Really? We can move on now.
Oh,
yeah.
Just stop.
And we shall.
Just stop. Just stop is the next segment coming up, by the way.
And everyone's going, just stop.
I know.
What you're doing right now, just stop.
Go to just stop. Right.
Just stop.
Renee, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Entertaining us, as usual.
I'm going to need a nap after this.
Well, yeah. We
this
got a lot of giggles
was,
and a lot of snorts.
This was exhausting.
But you should be proud of yourself. You're still in your chair.
I am. I didn't slide off.
No, last time we had to roll you out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just leave her on the floor in
just
the lobby.
Leave her
She'll
there.
Be fine.
That's okay. Wouldn't be the first time.
We'll be right back after this.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe not. Right here on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop it.
Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Just stop.
Stop
laughing at me.
I can't.
First of all, can I just kick off just stop with one quick thing? Because I know you have something and it's far more important than anything I have to say. But can I just say that if you're a member of the Democratic Party and you the only thing that you have left to scoff at with regard to Donald Trump's actions thus far is putting Chuck Schumer out there to hold up an avocado and a can of Corona. Nobody drinks.
Embarrassing.
Look, nobody drinks Corona out of a can.
No, and it's a lime, not an avocado.
Right, but he was talking about how guac is going to be too expensive.
I know.
Yeah, but you can't put the lime in the hole in the can.
No, it doesn't work that way.
So if that's what you're resorting to try and make your point, is this old guy holding up a can of Corona and an avocado and trying to threaten your Super Bowl, saying you're too stupid and poor because of Donald Trump being in office for 2 weeks to afford your Super Bowl party,
right.
You need another spokesperson. Like, you need to tell him, just stop.
Yeah.
Well, just stop.
They're all disconnected.
Anyway.
It appears.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kind of shirt-tailing that, just stop complaining about Elon Musk. Stop attacking him because he's doing his job.
Right.
You know, you think about the money that they have found. I found a list, and I have seen that this list is not accurate. It's actually low on
right.
the money.
It's
but
low on the, yeah.
Yeah, the funds out there, and you'll see in a minute why. But over the last 4 years, we have given to Mexico $295 million, Czech Republic $324 million. Estonia, $334 million. Lithuania, $339 million. Poland, $375 million. Romania, $395 million. And it keeps going up. Not to bore you, but we get to Lebanon at $1 billion. Iraq, $2.2 billion.
And for what? Doesn't say anything.
Yeah, Afghanistan, $6.1 billion. Plus, we've left all that equipment there. Don't get me started on that.
And people.
And this is why I say it's not accurate, because it shows Ukraine at $2.6 billion. And we all know way more than that has gone over to Ukraine.
Please. You know, he was giving Ukraine $2.6 billion an hour.
Right.
While he was in office.
And this is just scratching the surface. This is really not even getting into stuff. There was a thing that came out earlier this week about the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we're giving to these third world countries for their transgender movements and stuff. We're, mm-hmm. you know, I can't remember the country's name, but it was like $44.6 million mm-hmm. to an LGBTQ community thing.
They gave one of the countries something like $15 million for Sesame Street.
Yes, yes. That was, I think that was Iran.
Was it?
No, it was Iraq. That was Iraq.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But
they're puppets.
Just stop.
Yeah.
You know, we're complaining all the time about how high taxes are and how horrible things are here. Stop complaining about Elon Musk and his team.
Right.
They are doing their jobs. You want to cut government spending? This is not ridiculous. This is at a level I don't even know how to describe the billions of dollars that are being thrown away.
What people
and
need
going
to understand,
to our enemies.
Right? And what people need to understand too is that you're all nervous about. He's going to cut Medicare. He's going to cut Medicaid.
No.
Prescription drugs are going to go up, and he's going to cut this and cut that. No, he's not. He's looking for that waste because that money needs to be redirected
right.
into the programs that it's supposed to. Okay? I'm going to give you a good example. There are disabled people that are dual eligible, which means that they qualify for Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And RFK Jr. flat out said, and I heard it live with my own ears, Donald Trump has directed me to make sure that people who are dual eligible are better serviced.
Right.
We don't spend enough time or money on their yeah. health care and taking care of them like we're supposed to. Well, why do you think that is? Because we don't have it. And why do you think that is? Because it's going to all these other places.
Foreign countries.
Yeah.
It's all
for
about that
stupid
foreign
crap.
Aid. Right. Right. Yeah, that's why it needs to be reeled in. That's why he was shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Not shutting down what's staying here inside the United States.
But the other question is, why are they so upset that these expenses are being
yes.
disclosed all
and
of the sudden?
The big scream now is investigate where that money's gone and how much is came back in kickbacks.
Exactly.
And that is going to be... I fear that number is going to be staggering. They're
oh.
going to get to the bottom of
oh,
it.
Oh, sure.
You yeah. know, all these liberal wealths that all of a sudden showed up, that's where it came from.
Do you think that's some of the reason why they postponed Cash Patel's confirmation?
I wouldn't doubt it.
He's the FBI director. Potential.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he'll get knee deep in that. It's just, I think you're 100% right that it's kickbacks. What is your connection? This isn't just a project.
Mm-mm.
And you can't go in front of any body of government and start crying about Sesame Street to the tune of millions of dollars and think that anybody's going to take you seriously. So this crap is snuck in without anybody noticing. And I will tell you this, I have seen several videos, whether it's Reels or TikTok videos or whatever, in the last week that have shown moderate Democrats, like we talk about all the time, the middle is not represented.
Correct.
Well, they are now. And the moderate the moderate Democrats, the ones that use common sense on an everyday basis, they see. And they have saying the same thing. We don't forget about where we think the money should be going. We want to know where it's been and why it isn't helping people in the United States, whatever program it is. I don't understand why we can't come to an agreement on that.
Right. And this isn't a party thing. This isn't a Democrat versus Republican thing. This is an American thing. This is about the American people being ripped off.
Right.
And I don't care if the great Ronald Reagan was a part of this problem. It needs to be fixed.
Right.
Whoever was involved in it, the money needs to come back, and they need to pay for what they did.
Right. But again, nobody's going to get evicted. Nobody's going to get – just don't freak out.
No, this isn't about the American people. This is about the money leaving the country.
Right. And then the other thing is the Department of Education is almost as screwed up as our mental health system.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to brag about numbers that are in the 30th percentile with regard to kids being able to read and write and add and subtract, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So these people, what they do is they fall back on excuses. Oh, well, the federal government says this. We have to do this. We have to do that. You get rid of the Department of Education, the federal Department of Education. Bring that back to the states and let the states control it with federal funds. There do have to be some federal rules. I mean, there's got to be some consistency across the entire country. I mean, there's, you know, because you got to prepare kids for college and you got to, okay, so there is something to be said for unity on some fronts with regard to education. However, only 31% of the kids can read efficiently.
No, that's
negative. Yet they're graduating.
Disgusting. Yeah.
My kids
keep passing them along.
Exactly.
No.
So just
hold
stop
them to
it.
A standard.
Just stop it. Because the other problem is we can't hire them that way.
Right.
Sorry, we can't. And it goes back to this is why you got to get rid of DEI.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, and honestly, what if the guy in that cockpit that night out in DC was hired because he didn't do that well in the test, but he checked some other boxes? Now he's got a, and he knew, and he was nervous, and he didn't want to be there by himself, but he was told, and he was gaslighted into thinking that it would be fine, and you don't have to be perfect to do this job, and you only have to meet this standard. You don't have to meet this high standard. Now he's destroyed, and his family is destroyed for the rest of his life, too. Not that the guy's not, anyway. If he knew he wasn't, he shouldn't be there. He was nervous about it, and he was forced to do it. It just...
Low standards.
It doesn't work. Right.
Low standards.
Right. And you know what? African-American people, they don't want whoever in the operating room either.
Who does?
They don't go to a hospital or a surgeon or a specialist because they're black.
I don't.
They go because they're good.
Right.
They don't care.
That's what I want. I don't want a quota filled. I want quality.
Right.
I want the best that I can get.
Right. You're talking about human beings. We are all human beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the only people that are pushing racism are the ones that are separating us and saying they get this benefit and they don't. And they get you know what? We all want to be in the big pool. We all want to be Americans. We all want to be humans.
Right.
We all want to be people. We don't want to be colorized and all of these things. It's just not, that's not how we're supposed to be doing things.
I just want
things.
It to be equal and fair.
Right.
You know, and
work
it's not.
Work for it. And if you have a hard time, ask for help. And you know what?
Right.
When we see that you're having a hard time and you're not just lazy, you get the help.
Right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So it just stop. Just
establish a standard.
I have one more.
31% is not a standard.
Oh, no, that's
100% is a standard.
Hey, and you know what? You can't tell me that you've got in the 30th percentile for people who are adept at math, reading, and what was it? It was reading, math, whatever. But yet the graduation rate is 95%.
Yeah.
Thank you
again
for that.
Passing kids along.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Their reading skills are in fourth grade, but they're going into eighth. That
right.
should never happen.
No.
Either get into books and learn how to read, or we will get you somebody that can teach you better than what we got, but you got to get your skill level up.
Yeah. Expectations are okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have expectations.
Right. You need to learn how to win. You need to learn how to lose.
Right. And like I've said how many times, a little kid doesn't know they can't do something until some big person tells them they can't.
Right. Yeah.
And then if they truly can't, that's when you get them the help.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't just let them be lazy. And you don't just tell them, oh, well, because you want the attention.
Right. Well, that kid that was on at the beginning of the show excels because he was forced to excel. Good enough was never accepted.
Right.
You know, why do I have to read? I can read. You can read better.
Right.
You need to continue to read.
Right.
And we didn't let him, you know, we didn't tell him, go take your book and read for 10 minutes. He read out loud to us.
Uh-huh.
And that's harder to do than read silently.
Oh, it is.
And it has paid its dividends.
Yeah. And you know what? Later in life, it will, because he won't be able to, he won't be afraid to speak in public.
Right.
He won't be, you know, and that. There's a lot.
Well, like you, he hasn't met a microphone. He doesn't.
Yeah,
like
that's
it.
True. I know. I know. We have to be related in some way, shape, or form. I just haven't figured
sure
it out
yet.
I'm sure
you are.
Although Amy and I are pretty sure we're sisters somehow, so it could be.
One more thing.
The WIAA has put its foot in its, you know what, again, happens
big
sometimes,
time.
But this time it really happened. There's a young lady. You can Google it. I'm not going to give the details. In Baraboo.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to a private school, Catholic school, I think.
Yep.
Her younger sister got very, very ill. They didn't have athletics at the private school she was going to. So she was participating, you know, in the summer times and in leagues and things like that. But that was all, you know, she could do. She couldn't participate in sports at school. So the younger sister gets very, very ill. And the family, it's a huge financial issue. They can't afford to send her to the private school anymore. So they put her in public school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she goes to try out or whatever for whatever team she wanted to play, basketball, whatever. And the WIAA is making her adhere to the one-year transfer rule.
Right, which, why?
Because they're idiots.
Well, no, I understand it, but why is that rule even there?
Well, because
it shouldn't exist.
To keep high schools from recruiting. And they do that.
But isn't a recruitment.
It is absolutely. This is a case that has nothing to do with it. The family fell upon drastically sad financial hardship. And that's the only reason why she's transferring, and she just wants to participate, because I would have to assume, as you and I both know, those extracurricular activities are extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And so if she can play in high school and play the high school sports, she doesn't necessarily have. I mean, this is a tragic event, and you're upholding the 1 year transfer on a girl that just transferred across the street, pretty much, because her parents fell into financial.
And for a legitimate reason.
Right.
I mean, it shouldn't matter, but yeah.
Idiots.
Yes.
That made that decision.
Well,
I'm just telling you, that was a horrible. Horrible
this
decision.
Goes back to a standard that we talked about just a few minutes ago. You know, you establish a standard in Washington, D.C., and you expect kids out in Montana or rural Wisconsin or wherever that have a completely different way of life. They don't have, you know, the ability to get to the specialty stuff like computers or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. No,
like
ridiculous.
Here, for instance, in Walworth County, I 100% believe that none of the schools in Walworth County should start before the county fair.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
We have too much farmland. We have too many kids participating. But the 4-H and the FFA programs in Walworth County are phenomenal.
Bigger. Yeah.
And those kids need to, those are life skills. Those kids need to be able to focus on that until they are done showing, participating, whatever.
Right.
And then start school after Labor Day, yeah, after the fair ends.
And Elkhorn School District has been doing that for a long
time.
Well,
also Elkhorn School District has
just
to
them.
Right. Elkhorn School District has to, because, I mean, we're on their property, basically. You know, the parking and all that kind of stuff. Like,
well,
they'd have
yes.
a really hard time running
yeah,
school
but
with
the
carnival. The
vast majority
right there
of those kids are coming from
absolutely
a farm family.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's all over Walworth County.
Right.
But they should have the ability to make that work for their area. What works for us?
Mm-hmm. It just is dumb. Like, this
it
is dumb.
It's
this
a
is
shame.
Not a nefarious
you know, it's,
plot to put this girl in to be some superstar at the high school.
Right. It's
like,
bad enough that they're dealing with this. I mean, it's just that
right.
poor family.
Right.
You know, and myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people, maybe even you, as a kid, sports was kind of an escape. You know,
yeah.
it was something to do, something that I could do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would imagine the stress in that house has got to
right.
be huge.
How healthy for
and
her.
And she can't
right.
go do
right.
that?
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
sad and
yep.
very wrong.
Yep. I don't disagree.
Well, if we were king and queen, it wouldn't happen that way. We'd just take control
place
and fix it.
Place that runs
it.
So much better.
I know. Be great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you and Amy would run it.
That's
Ty
true.
And I would just taste
drink
bourbon.
Beer. Right. Mm-hmm. I know.
Hang out, fix stuff.
We'll be back next week with more Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1. Coming up, more music.